Marching half the night, poor, sore and exhausted, they carried on, driven by fear of the unknown. Stonefleck nudged Slagar. He pointed ahead to a break in the trees. The forest was thinning. At that very moment, Browntooth the Stoat, who was marching on the left flank of the slave line, received a sharp jab in the eye from an overhanging branch, which Halftail had brushed to one side. The springy branch swished back into place. Just as the unfortunate Stoat drew level with it, the spell of silence was broken by his screams.
Ah! Oh, me eye! Me eye!
Slagar broke into a fast sprint, shouting as he went,
Run for it! Follow me! To the shore! To the shore!
The slavers dashed off, leaving the captives to fend for themselves. They ran tripping and stumbling, scrambling over their fallen comrades in an effort to get out of the woods.
Pick up the rope! Keep in line! Run as fast as you can!
Matameo shouted to the slave line.
Help the others! If one of us falls, we're all done for!
They went pell-mell, pulling their stumbling comrades up at the line as they ran, and the backrunners were virtually dragged along. Suddenly, the air was full of harsh cries, and a number of dark shapes descended upon them. It was a fierce onslaught on slaves and slavers alike. The screams of the injured echoed round in the forest. Orma felt sharp claws strike at her back. She bared her teeth, snapping at the thing that was attacking her.
Help! Help! Ah!
Caught by several of the strange attackers, Scan the Shrew began to rise into the air. He screamed and kicked for dear life. Tim and Matameo felt the slave line straining and dragging them back as Scan was pulled upwards. Orma turned and grasped the rope in her teeth. Aided by Tim and Matameo, she tugged sharply. Scan fell to earth with a bump, but even this quick action had not saved him. Rushing from the forest, they found themselves on the broad shores of a wide river. It glimmered and waved in the starlight. Slagar stood by a trench, covered with boughs, urging them on.
Come on, in here, hurry!
Gratefully, they threw themselves under its protection. Most of the slavers had already arrived, and they sat shivering and breathless. Slagar was the last to enter.
Scringe, Vich, cover each end of this trench,
he ordered.
Keep yourselves awake and keep an eye on those woods. Three Claws, did all the slaves make it?
All except Scan the Shrew. He's had it, Chief.
Then unchain him and sling his worthless hide out. What about you lot? Are you all right? Any beast missing, Halftail?
Two of ours, Chief, Browntooth and Badrag. I saw them go myself. It was horrible. Screaming and kicking they were. By the claw, what are those things that attacked us?
Stormfleck squatted impassively.
The painted ones,
he said, his voice flat and matter-of-fact. Slagar moved aside as two slavers carried the dead Scan out.
Look at that. A good slave lost to those devils out there. It's just as well Browntooth got taken. I'd gut him myself if he was here, screaming and yelling like that.
Orma rubbed a paw across her bleeding back.
Painted ones? I've never heard of them before.
Quiet back there!
Slagar paced the slave line.
You lot can have a long rest. It's too late to cross the river now. We'll have to wait until tomorrow night. Right, Stonefleck?
The rat strung his bow. Selecting an arrow from his quiver, he poked it through a gap in the boughs, which covered the trench, and fired straight up into the night sky. The arrow gave a shrieking whistle as it sped upward. There was a moment's silence, then an answering whistle from an arrow fired on the other side of the river. Stonefleck unstrung his bow.
Tomorrow night, Slagar, my rats will be waiting.